Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back. No, this isn't Welcome Back, Cotter, is it? No, this is the Doggy Pod with
Rob,
Dr. Rob Zammert.
Showing your age.
Those sitcoms, they used to be great.
For anybody under, God, 40, there used to be a show called Welcome Back, Cotter, which thankfully Rob didn't try to sing too much of. Anyway, and that's why Rob needs a producer like me. I'm Stephen Peters, to keep him in line. Otherwise, he would just be sitting here singing and doing things that don't make for good listening.
Have you ever been told by your neighbour that your dog's barking all the time when you're not at home? Now, it's a very common problem. You go out and your dog barks all the time? Oh, boy. So what can you do about that?
Well, and I guess, yeah, unless you get the note under the door, you wouldn't know that your dog's been barking because you're not there. So that's always a bit of a tricky one. We're also going to talk about elderly dogs. And what happens when they start to get a bit of a weak bladder and start having a bit of a wee in the house and you know, like when they're asleep and they just have a weak bladder? What is there anything we can do about it?
And our breed of the week has become one of the most popular breeds in the world. Mm. And would you believe Australia breeds some of the best in the world of the Border Collie?
Oh, yeah.
Scottish breed, really? That has found a great home in Australia.
One of the great herding dogs. Now, normally we'd ask you what you've been up to this week, Rob, but I did want to talk about, you posted a couple of weeks ago on Instagram, and that's why people should definitely follow us on Instagram, because Rob's always putting random stuff there. But you had some video of this dog that I think you had laying down to do an operation on, with this hugest tumour on its neck.
Oh, no, it wasn't a tumour.
It was bigger than its head.
Yes, it looked like a big tumour, didn't it? It was big. It was certainly bigger than a tennis ball.
It was a
Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, and this thing on it was quite enormous.
But if anybody wants to check this out, just go back on our Instagram
and you'll see
the little video. Thank God Rob didn't post a video of what he had to do next.
Yes.
And I've seen it, and it's not pretty.
I cut it, and it talk about Dr. Pimple Popper. The pus just burst out.
Backtrack a bit. What was it?
It was an abscess. It was a big abscess, most likely a grass seed, because it's under the neck. That's the most common cause of grass seeds.
The dog just got it from getting a grass seed stuck in its fur.
Most likely that's what it would have been the cause. We couldn't find it because I'm telling you, when I cut it, it really popped everywhere. Pus went all over my arm and it stunk. Oh, Stephen, lucky we don't have smell vision as well. I've got the video of popping it.
No, you're not going to post it. I refuse to let you post it. But have a look at it if you haven't seen it. But this absence was so big. How did it get that big? And the owners not realized?
Under the neck, they just didn't see that it was growing there. And all of a sudden, bang! It came right out, and to the point where it could also affect the the trachea, the tube that you breathe through,
yeah,
was getting pressed. So his dog was sort of snoring to breathe and having difficulty. So we had to knock it out quickly, and we lanced the actual abscess, and boy, like I said, it poured out. Then we have to curette it to make sure we get all the what's called the capsule out of the abscess. And
what's the capsule? What's that?
Well, the body, when something like a grass seed goes in, the body walls it off and to try and get rid of it, and it walls it off with a fibrous capsule. But if you don't get rid of all that, it'll the abscess will keep coming back. So we had to cure it inside very carefully, because in that area, in the high neck area underneath, there's so many structures. There's the thyroid glands, of course. There's also a little thing called the jugular vein. We don't want to cut that. The carotid artery, no way. And then there's a big nerve called the vagus nerve that runs down the left side, which regulates your heartbeat and things, you know, other things that it regulates. So you've got to be very careful and yet very firm and vigorous in the areas that you do curette. You've got to get rid of all this muck and this all these clotted bits of blood and pus. Oh, it was just, it was unbelievable. And people that like seeing that, wow, they thought that was spectacular.
People like seeing that.
Yeah, don't ask me. But I'm not posting it.
No, please don't.
After you finish.
Unless by popular demand. But, you know, I don't think it's good. It's not.
You wait and see. No, people are going to write in and say, post it.
No, I've seen it. It's not good.
Then I put four drain tubes in there to keep draining it. Drain tubes are, it's like this rubber, if you like, a bit of plastic rubber, and you put it in there so it keeps draining everything out and doesn't allow the bottom part where I've put the hole, does not allow that to heal. If that healed over, then any bacteria trapped in there, it would all start over again. So we keep it open and we keep flushing it, and of course give antibiotics. The dog went home, and some days later we take the drain tubes out but keep on flushing it, because with any abscess you want them to heal from the inside out. If they just heal on top, the abscess comes back. It needs to heal from the inside out.
What about all that extra skin?
It all gets taken up as the body, you know, the body will contract.
So you don't have to cut that away or anything?
No, it hadn't stretched long enough. It's not like if it had stretched, if it was an obese dog and we did some sort of liposuction, okay, you've got too much skin, we've got to fix that up. Not so in this case. Basically, just allow it to just contract back up.
So in the wild, if that dog had gotten that and it was untreated, what would happen? Would it just choke it?
One of two things. Either it would burst, hopefully, to the outside and the dog would live. But if it burst and kept on draining until and healed from the inside, be all right. But very likely, that skin was very thick in that area, it would have probably choked, correct? Mm. Or toxins would be released into the bloodstream and the dog would get very sick, one or the other.
What? Just out of interest, what was the dog's name? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay, never mind. Well, let's hope he's okay. I'm sure he is.
It was a girl. I remember it was a girl, but I can't remember her name.
I'm sure she's in very good hands. So have any of the dog owners out there ever had a little note slipped into their letterbox saying that their dog barks during the day while they're out at work or out going out at night or whatever? I know certainly where I live there's a couple of dogs that bark during the day, and I'm sure their owner has no idea that their dogs are barking. What can you do? How do you keep a dog active and busy and, you know, not wanting to bark when mum and dad aren't around?
A lot of things. You're not meeting the dog's needs, that's for sure.
Well, because you're not there, I guess.
Well, yeah, but you're not meeting them before or after. Yeah, it's the dog is crying out for something. I mean, one of the things that could be happening, I'm left here all the time, I'm hard to go for walks, etc. I have to guard the place. So every time someone walks past or every time a dog comes past, they're going to bark. So it's ideal if you can get some sort of fencing where they can't see and the outside. That's really important for a barking dog. So there's no visual stimulus, at least. if you can add to it something to distract any sound, that can also help by having, say, a radio on all day, or better still, have a loop version of all the Doggy Pod episodes all day. Fantastic for the dog.
So you would do that to a dog, just yes. Have it listen to your voice all day.
Yep. And one that, well, actually, quite funny, in the kennel, our dogs are very rarely in the kennel, but when they are in there, I play the Doggy Pod for them. And I wonder if they still think, where are you, Dad? Where are you? I don't know.
That's kind of interesting.
But yes. The other thing I also play is classical music. Studies have been done with dogs, and they're much more cultured. The species are far more cultured than we are, and they love classical music.
Because it's soothing, I guess.
I guess, well, yeah.
How do they know?
If you've got some of Tchaikovsky's overtures with cannons going, not so soothing, but yet they still like it. Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but there's a big study done about music and dogs. They do love music.
So would it help then to just leave the radio on a classical channel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the help. There's a lot more to do. The other thing you've got to do is mentally stimulate them. Obedience classes, not sending them off to be trained, but you take your dog once a week to an obedience class and they teach you to train the dog. And you do 5 or 10 minutes before you leave the house of dog training with the dog. So there's mental stimulation. Leave some secret treats around the place, hiding them. That has helped. Those Kongs that they make where people stuff treats in there. Yeah. Especially if you stuff something hard to get out, like a bone or something, that can really help. So lots of things for them to do in the backyard. Some toys that can get a dog that's a bit driven by retrieving or playing with a ball, a hard ball that they're not going to chew up into small bits, swallow and get blocked and have to go to the vets. Now, just a hard ball that they can play with and some other toys around the place. And I've had people that have been very serious about it and have built like a maze in their backyard for the dog to walk through and walk around. It's just something a little bit different. And
so it's anything to stimulate them.
And through the maze, they leave little treats here and there for the dog to find. It stimulates them. And then when you get home, don't forget, obedience lessons again and a bit of time with the dog. This can help satisfy. If all these things don't work, and sometimes they don't, then you've got to think about some of the devices, like a citronella collar that will puff citronella into their face every time they bark. And so the dogs don't like the smell, and they quickly associate their barking with the citronella. And in a lot of cases, not every case, they will stop barking.
So is that something that's easily, you could buy that at most?
Oh, yes. Any pet shop would sell a citronella collar. For sure.
I've never heard of that. Okay. But, you know, generally most dogs probably just sleep most of the day, don't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what they do in the wild. You know, people think, oh, my poor dog's at home alone, laying down, sleeping. What do you think they do in the wild? They don't go running around. They look at us and think we're idiots. You know why they think that? Because we are. But dogs, they're sensible. Take it easy. You know, we've eaten. Let's calm. It's sunny out there. We don't be running around in the sun. We're not going to hunt in the sun in the middle of the day. We've got water near us. That's all we need, and then we're fine.
Life's good.
Yep, that's the way. Live like a dog.
Now, I know a dog that I'm not going to name because I might embarrass the dog, and I know this dog is a regular listener of the Doggy Pod, but she is getting on in years. She's about 14 or so, and you know, is house trained like all dogs, but she's getting on a bit, and she's just...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Got a weak bladder now. Yep. She'll be lying down for an hour or so just on the couch or wherever, and she'll get up and there's a bit of a wet patch, or the same on the end of the bed or whatever. But at the same time, she'll still go outside when she needs to go to the bathroom. But is that just a weak bladder? Is that what that is? And is that common for dogs getting older?
Look, just as people have weak bladders as they get older, you know, we start our life in nappies, we finish in nappies if we live to old age. Dogs can get it too. I mean, when I get the dog in that's got urinary incontinence like this, first thing I do is check that it doesn't have any stones in the bladder. So we ultrasound or maybe even x-ray. Mm. We check there's no infection in the bladder. We send some urine away for culture. We check there's no blood, you know, other problems of diabetes or any of the metabolic problems. If all these turn out negative, then, yeah, it's just old dog incontinence. But we don't just leave it there. There are things that can be done.
Mm. Short of putting a nappy on them.
And you can actually do that. People can buy nappies for dogs. That are available, but there are drugs as well that can help. Drugs mainly for females. You don't have as much success with males as you do with females with a lot of these drugs for some reason. But there are hormonal replacement therapies that I use. I prefer some of the hormonal replacement therapies because they tend to be almost curative for a while. You can leave them on for a while and then stop, and the dog's okay for quite some
what
time.
What is that, like a pill?
Yep, a pill. There are tablets you can use daily. There are tablets you can use twice weekly. There's liquid forms that you use daily as well. The liquid forms are also used for males, but they say don't get as much joy with male dogs, and we don't know why, but we do use a... I sometimes write out prescriptions for a drug called pseudoephedrine, which we use... It's the old Sudafed that was called. It's an antihistamine. And that works very well in male dogs. That's the best drug I have for male dogs. And it has to be given each day, but yeah, it can help them with urinary incontinence. Urinary incontinence isn't just a matter of, oh, well, I'll just put up with it because I love my dog and it's just a wet patch that I have to clean up. The incontinence can lead to infection.
Yeah, right.
Because the dog's lying down on the ground, the bacteria... form, yeah, up in the wet area, and think, wow, this is good, and it becomes an ascending area for the bacteria to track up to the bladder, and if that's constant infection there, it can go up to the kidneys and cause even more problems. So, you've got to try and regulate, contain the problem, so that they don't get secondary infections as well as just the discomfort and the smell around the place that they can cause.
So just as a starting point, what did you say, pseudoephedrine?
For male dogs. For female dogs, I prefer one of the hormonal ones.
So that would mean, going and seeing your vet.
Absolutely.
And explaining it to them. And is it something that can kind of come and go? Or is it once it starts, that's kind of it?
No, with females... With male dogs, it tends to be stays there unless you treat them. You've got to just treat them all the time. Females, I often find I'll give them hormones for a while, and then I'll just see by backing off and stopping them and seeing if it's come back. It will come back, and it's usually worse in winter, in the cold months. So it will come back, and that's when I have a lot of females that are treated just during the cold months, like they start in mid or late autumn and go through winter. And in spring, they'll often stop medication.
Oh, okay, all right. So it's not the end of the world.
But you should do something about it for your dog's sake, because you don't want an old dog getting an infection that's going to knock out their kidneys. That's just not on.
Yes, good to know. Thanks, Rob. Without a doubt, one of the most beautiful and popular dogs in the world is the Border Collie. They come across as incredibly intelligent dogs, particularly in herding, and particularly in New Zealand. I mean, where they use them to herd sheep, which they do here in Australia too, don't they? Mm-hmm.
Oh, very much so, yeah. They're out west. A lot of the border collies, working border collies, are out west for sure.
So what's the background? Obviously, that's their background.
The border is actually the border between Scotland and England, would you believe? That's where they were started. They're a Scottish breed, and very, like all Scotsmen, very intelligent.
Why are you saying that? You're not Scottish.
No, but I've got Scottish friends.
Okay.
who listen to the show, I hope. So, yeah, but they are. They're extremely energetic dogs with a lot of drive to work, to want to work. They have stamina galore. They'll go all day west. Yeah. You know, and remember, they come from a cold climate, yet they've adapted to Australia. And they will work even out west in hot conditions for their owners because they want to please their owners. They want to be there helping. They've got this natural herding instinct that's in there. And then they have to be trained, just like all dogs. But once they're trained, boy, they can stare out a ram and have a look and, you know, see what's going on. They can move sheep. One dog can move a big, big flock of sheep, even faster than people on motorbikes.
The thing that strikes me when you see them working, you know, because they are working dogs, this intense stare that they have when they're looking at, you know, what they're supposed to be herding, it's quite amazing.
Yeah, and that stare is part of what they have to do when, you know, if a big ram is going to try and go past them, they will stare that ram out. And that's why in a lot of the working dogs, they don't like them with too much white on their face because they feel that the stare isn't sufficient to stare out a ram. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I know with border collies, they will stare right back at the ram that's looking at them, and the ram thinks twice before trying to charge at a dog like that because they think, oh, that dog's serious. It's looking at me. And yeah, they just are able to do that just by looking at rams and at sheep and front of the flock if they have to turn them around. Whatever it takes, I'll stare that animal out and off they go. You know, they'll nip the heels and move the flock left or right or wherever they're told, wherever the whistle comes to move the animals, and they'll get them into yards. They're good yard dogs too, because sometimes you get dogs that are good herding out in a paddock but not necessarily good herders in the yard. Well, the border collie is a utility dog when it comes to moving sheep and cattle, and they can do that pretty much anywhere, be it yard dogs where they're trying to separate some animals out or put them through a gate. They're just excellent, excellent dogs. But they're also a great family dog nowadays. Yeah, there's lots of them.
But they would need lots of running around, wouldn't they?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do with
them.
There's
no herding to be done around the backyard. What are they, you know, are they going to occupy themselves with?
Just about every city in the world that has, you know, Western city that has dogs, usually has on the outskirts people that want to teach dogs to herd. And, you know, they'll have sheep. For example, in Sydney in Australia, there's herding places on the outskirts.
But wouldn't that just be making it worse? Because then the dog would want to think, would think, oh, I'm loving this. Now I want to go and herd some sheep, but you end up back home in the backyard.
No, but you go out once a week or once a month and herd sheep, and that need to do that is satisfied.
Right.
And yeah, next week I'll come back and do it again, or next month I'll come back and do it again. That need again is satisfied. And so the dog's not a nuisance at home. It's more relaxed, a lot more relaxed. A dog that can satisfy its needs, especially when they're innate, you know, DNA, in their DNA so much to want to do this, a dog that has that satisfaction of doing it is just a calmer dog at home. And that's what I found with border collies. Border collies that do go out and do a bit of herding work, and it's available all around the place. You can, you know, check with, in America, check with the AKC. They'll put you, the American Kennel Club. In Australia, you can check with the Dogs Australia. They will put you on to people that do herding training for your dogs, even trials if your dog's good enough.
So if you've got a border collie and you live in a city and it's never actually done any herding, it feels like it should, just because, as you say, it's innate. It's in its DNA. That's what it was born to do. So, you know, maybe once or twice in its life it should go out and chase some sheep.
100%, but I bet you it's done some herding. Not necessarily sheep. Mm. It herds the family up. Any border collie that is a good family dog and they take out, you'll see it running around. If it's free, it'll run around trying to herd the family up. They that's in their DNA, and they will satisfy it. They will have it satisfied. They demand that satisfaction of doing it. And people say, yeah, my dog's always herding the kids up or herding us up. You can see it in them. It's just a fun thing for them to do. They enjoy it. They're bred for it. And they want to fulfill that need.
They can't help themselves. Now, the thing is, they're not an aggressive dog.
Oh, gosh, no.
But, you know, what would happen if one day a rogue sheep or ram said, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving. You can try and herd me all you like, but I'm staying right where I am. Would they attack the sheep? What would they do?
Give it a nip. If it's coming head on, it'll get a nip on the nose, and that'll turn it around very fast. Okay. If it's not going through a gate, they'll come right up behind it and scare it a bit, or maybe give it a little nip, and that'll move it along.
So they'll go there if they need to.
They're not going to go in there and just tear sheep apart. Of course not. I mean, that's useless to the sheep and to the farmer. They know what they're doing with it. Some training, of course, to make sure they're not overtly aggressive about their work in any way, but also they just seem to innately know. As I say, it's in their DNA to know what to do.
Wow, impressive.
Hey, Stephen, we're almost done here now today, but...
Hey, that's what I normally say.
Oh, I know. I've got in before we go, a little update on little Oggy at obedience classes. One guy said he was the best dog there in the obedience class.
Was that you?
Oh, well, I wasn't going to tell anyone it was me. Yeah. He was the best little puppy. Am I a proud dad? I think I am.
So he's going. So for people who may not know or may not remember, Oggy is sort of the Doggy Pod official mascot that Rob's now got with all of his other dogs. And Oggy is how old now?
He's quite a few months old now. He's quite tall, like for a little puppy. You think, wow, he's a big boy.
So he's a purebred German Shepherd.
Yep. His dad comes from Germany, actually imported from Germany. Yeah, his mum comes from out west at Orange. And he was born and bred in Orange in New South Wales, Australia. But he's a sweetheart of a dog.
Right.
More than anything else, it's his temperament that I wanted and have got. And he's going to be in obedience trials before too long. So you'll be able to see some of those on Facebook and the Doggy Pod.
Well, more often than not, he sits in with us when we're recording episodes. He's not with us today. I think he's out doing something outside.
He's very busy.
He's got stuff on. Yeah, he can't always hang out with the old folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. As always, follow us on Instagram and tell your friends.
See you next time, folks.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.